PacificBeerChat.com.
Hi, this is Mike from Mike's Craft Beer. On the weekend of April 7th and 8th, Chelsea of Beautiful BC and I were at the Okanagan Festive Ale in Penticton, BC. While we were there, we did a bunch of short interviews with the breweries on hand. This is the second batch of that audio. I hope you enjoy it. The first interview on this batch of audio is with Barry from R&B Brewing. I started the interview asking what kind of beer they were pouring.
It's a European-style pilsner. Got our Dude Chill and Pale Ale, it's a West Coast-style pale ale. And both of these we just came out with in 473ml cans this week. And our Lavender Saison, which is part of the Mount Pleasant series.
Perfect. What should I smell out of the Lavender Saison here?
Yeah, we've made a little bit of a lavender tea, and that gets added to the beer. It gives it a little bit of a lavender aroma and a little on the palate, but not overwhelming.
That smells great.
Yeah. And the Saison style with the yeast actually balances a bit of that out.
Yeah, no, that's great, yeah.
I know.
It's got a very, very obviously tea note to it, but the lavender comes through.
And unfortunately, it's all gone now. That we saved a keg for the beer festival. Well, with our Mount Pleasant series, we brew two, maybe three batches.
Yeah.
And we sort of 60-40 package and draft it. And when it's gone, it's gone.
Makes sense. Maybe it'll come back next year.
The next one out is a white IPA. So keep your eyes open for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is. So what are you liking here today? Not to turn the talking around at you.
Yeah, no. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but I'm still a big fan of the Cool Koala from Twin Sails.
Did you say Kokanee?
No. Cool Koala. It's double IPA.
Okay.
It's got tons of flavor.
I'll head over there later. Though.
Yeah, it's well worth it. Lots of great beer, though.
Yeah, we're enjoying the day. It's pretty good.
Cheers.
Check out the House Sound Booth. They've got the Raspberry Cream Ale.
That's perfect.
Another one-off special.
Will do. Right. Cheers. Thank you very much, Barry.
See you guys.
We've got Crossroads Brewing here, a brand new brewery in downtown Prince George. Let me say hi here.
Hello, hi. I'm Bjorn.
So you've been open how long?
We opened on 15th of March, okay. And it's been awesome.
Yeah. I've heard that it's been really, really busy.
Yeah, Prince George has been waiting for a craft brewery. We have another brewery, but it doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
True.
I know there's supposed to be another one or two that are opening up as well, aren't there?
Yeah. We've got another one called Trench Brewing that those guys are just starting construction, so they'll probably be about a few months out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How's it been so far? Busy?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. Our head brewer actually couldn't come down because he's got to keep brewing. We've gone through our lager and our IPAs. Like been crazy, so
nice.
Growler sales have been off the top. Been
awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So you just have two core beers right now, or
no? We've got four that five now. We've got two lagers, German style lager and Belgium, and then we've got also a red rye that we just released, an IPA and a pale ale. So five now.
Nice. That's it's good to have two lagers, especially in an area like Prince George that doesn't have any craft breweries until now.
Yes.
And it's a good way to kind of pull people in and go, try this, see if you like this. And we also have this, right?
Yeah, I actually have a funny story about that, because I had a guy come in, a biker guy, and he was sitting at the bar, and he wasn't saying anything, he was being really quiet, and I saw him drinking, but I knew that something wasn't right, so I went up to him and I was like, how's it going? And he's like, he wasn't saying anything, he was just like, it's too hoppy. And it was a bartender gave him an IPA.
Oh.
So like, okay, I'm like, oh, hold on a second here. So I switched it up for the lager, and literally the guy got a huge smile on his face, and he's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
He was like, that's what I needed. And I was like, all right, I saved the customer right there.
Yeah, no doubt. Now he'll be a repeat customer, right?
Yeah.
To all those buddies.
Yeah.
So. That's perfect. That's what you need, right? There's a lot of people that just, they don't know anything about beer, and they just think it should be this one beer. You got to get them that one beer first, and then you can kind of introduce them to new stuff and see what they think.
Yeah, one of the things is also Patrick, who we've hired from...
How's it going?
Patrick, who we brought up from House Sound and R&B, it's just a different profile of beer in Prince George, right? Because we're just a little bit, we're not as intense on our craft beer yet. It's like a new market.
Oh, it's coming for sure.
Yeah, so that's what's kind of taking a while.
That's awesome. I mean, the North needs more good beer. There's not a lot of breweries up there.
Yeah. Well, we have five now.
Yeah.
Right? And so the five of us are all working together, actually, to kind of do a bit of a co-op. Because we got the region covered kind of end-to-end.
Yeah.
And so there's a sixth one in the works. So we'll probably get up to about 10 breweries probably in the next couple of years by the time.
That's getting there. Yeah. Are you going to be part of that little northern pack of beer that they've been doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe talk to that a little bit.
Yeah, Four for the North is a pack that Wheelhouse and Rupert, Three Rangers in Valemount, Barkerville in Quinnell,
and Sherwood Mountain Terrace
put together. And then they were joking with us, it kind of wrecks it to be a five pack, but we had to wait for the sixth brewery to show up. But no, we're still going to do a five pack this fall.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah, and it's only sold up in the North, right?
Yeah, for now, yeah. That's kind of our thing to kind of end-to-end find people that are new to craft beer and give them a selection. So
support the local.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if the local's a long ways away.
It's a long ways to everywhere. Where we
yeah,
are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is when you're up in the North, right? There's not a lot of people, so
no.
It's spread out.
But you know what? Like, Direct Tap now services our region.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, there's a new, like, pub up there that's serving just craft beer.
Yeah, yeah.
What's little called now?
Cask,
yes.
Yeah, it's just a little hole-in-the-wall place that's doing about 20 different taps and also been super popular. They opened this fall, and Ross has been doing good business, too. So, yeah, Prince George is finally wakening up to craft beer.
That's awesome. Because last time I drove through there, I had to just keep driving. There was just no good beer. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think the best I could find, I went up 4 years ago, up to Prince Rupert, and I think the best we could get was like Stella, maybe Heineken, but there was no such thing as craft.
Last time I was going through there, I did find some Three Ranges cans in one of the liquor stores, but that was it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good to see things are changing up there. Guess, can we try? What are you pouring right now?
Yeah, we got lager, amber, and our red rye.
We'll go for the red rye, please.
Sure.
Yeah, this has got great rye characteristics for sure.
You know, I'll try the red rye. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Tons of flavor. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
So is the plan just to stay with growlers? Are you guys looking to do bottling or canning or anything?
Yeah, we're going to start canning. Six pack, we think, is an approachable package for the North.
It is, just for sure.
Like Mark.
They're used to it.
Yeah. So we're going to do that first before we do bombers.
Okay.
So we bought a canner and we're going to...
Okay, so you got your own canner. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know that some of the breweries, or at least Barkerville, had been using mobile canning. I think they've got their own canning line now.
Yeah, well, Kevin, who's the two owners of West Coast Canning, they both went to UNBC up at Prince George. Kevin, the one partner, he's actually in Prince George.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we talked about it. It just makes sense for us to get a canner. We're going to go all in with cans. So.
Sounds good, yeah. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So, is the plan to keep your beer only in the North, or is it going to...
Oh, no, we'll grow. But I think, you know, the idea is like, you know, like throwing the stone in the pond, you kind of going to grow it from your region.
Oh, yeah.
So our plan is to own our community, our local community, right? We got to be the craft brewery of the North and of Prince George.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we'll do that and make sure we've got enough supply. Like we were totally taken aback by how much has gone out the front.
Yeah.
It's been nuts. So we're like, okay, well, we've even probably delayed our canning by a month or two because Patrick really wants to make sure that we've got enough product at that front.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then look to supplies. I've got a list of restaurants already waiting for us and bars. So it's like, you know, but you don't want to start and then not be able to meet supply.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll slowly grow. We're going to take a managed approach to it.
Serious?
Yeah.
Right. Where can people find you online?
Crossroadscraft.com.
Perfect.
And we're on Facebook and all social media, so.
Perfect.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We're here with Tin Whistle Brewing. Trying out the new Scorpion. I hear the recipe's been completely changed now.
Yeah, we tweaked it out a bit. We basically changed some of the malts and quite a bit on the hops on it, and fermented it out a little more so it finishes a little drier than previously.
Nice.
Then we just dry hopped the heck out of it, so it should be a very intense, like, citrus aroma, grapefruit.
Yeah, for sure.
Without too much, like, of a strong malt backbone overshadowing the hops, so it should be...
Yeah, that tastes amazing now. Yeah, I'm
like
liking
it?
That, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, we've had some pretty positive feedback so far. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
I think I'm going to add more hops next time, though.
Do it.
Yeah.
You can never have too many hops.
No, not at all.
Coming
you can
from
always
a hop
add
head.
More. Yeah, completely. So.
Well, that's exciting. I'm really liking this.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a few other things coming out, too. They'll be pretty hoppy, so.
Nice. What else you guys pouring today?
We have our Midnight Peach, our Peach Cream Ale, and we have our Raspberry Blonde Cask with ginger. Nice. Yeah. And tomorrow we'll have our chocolate chili porter. It's our killer bee.
Awesome. Yeah.
Chocolate chili?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we took killer bee and we took a bunch of cacao nibs.
Yeah.
And then some habaneros.
Because you guys do a chocolate cherry porter too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of a play on words there.
Yeah. Nice.
That was actually Lorraine's idea.
Nice. So. You got to play around once in a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, doing these casks and these kind of unique one-off things gives us a good idea of what we can do full scale, so
yeah, for sure. Works or not. And then if it really works, you find a way to do it full scale, right?
Yeah, totally. You make it work any way you have to.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as the people want it, so.
Yeah, that's the big important part.
Yeah, totally.
That's awesome. So, things are good with the brewery? Like,
yeah, everything's gearing up for summer. We're starting to get too busy, but that's never a bad thing, so.
Well, a brewery is getting too busy. Like, when does that happen?
I heard it's a very rare thing.
Yeah. One of those things, a new brewery opens, they have a 2-year plan, and in 6 months, they already passed that 2-year plan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way that the industry has shifted now. It's pretty hard to have a dead brewery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
There's enough customers out there, and we'd like to thank every last one of them for helping us make this industry what it is today.
Well, the customers want to thank all the breweries for keeping us from being too thirsty.
Well said, my friend.
I tried. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So we're here with Martin Brew Pub from Vernon. What's your name?
Dane.
Dane, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
So, what beers are you pouring here today?
So today we got a lager on. We have our Rough and Dirty Red Ale and our BC Bud IPA and a seasonal Foach Face Barrel Aged Stout.
Oh, it's nice. Foach
Face.
Foach Face, I know, yeah. We have some confusion.
It sure looks
there.
A little different than that.
Yeah, so we had to bleep out the...
So what's the story on the BC Bud IPA?
So the BC Bud IPA, it's a 48 IBU and 6% ABV, and it has some orange notes with some grapefruit flavors in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lovely, well-balanced beer.
Sounds good. Can I try some of that, please?
Absolutely, man.
Although I'll have to try some of that Foach Face afterwards.
It's a barrel aged we did with Okanagan Spirits.
Nice. So it's a local spirit too?
Fourth generation, so the barrel's been used 4 times.
Thank you.
We're the beer side of it.
Yeah. So what kind of hops are you using, do you know?
We have some Cascade hops in there. Some of the other ones are two
flavors. Sure, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice, yeah. Quite fruity.
Yeah. Fairly mild, not too bitter.
Almost has like a tea note to it.
We did. We went for drinkability on this IPA. We have other ones in house too that we ramp up a little bit, but for here, we thought we'd bring something kind of in the middle. Kind
nice.
Of,
so yeah. No. Good. It's nice.
It's dry hopped, and we did a handful of different hops in there, different times, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. I know. I'm quite enjoying this.
Yeah, it's got that still skunky sort of element to it a little bit, eh?
Yeah.
But lots of malt still.
Yeah, we try to balance this one out a little bit, so we're kind of in the middle between the two. And then obviously other ones that in-house, we can kind of ramp up a little bit more on the hoppier side on the finish. Some finishes off pretty quick, so.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Yeah, I've been to the brew pub once.
Have you?
I've driven by it.
Yeah, we get that.
Many times. Unfortunately, I was up there for work a couple times.
Right on.
And my hours were not the same. Yeah, my flight was when you guys opened.
Yeah, exactly. We get that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So unfortunately, it took me a while to get there.
Before, yeah.
Yeah. But I love the space. It's gorgeous.
We did a lot of work to it. It needed a lot of work, so.
We usually do, even if you don't think they do.
It was like built in the late, mid-80s. So it was like still like mirrors and 80s like posh carpets,
pink,
purple.
Oh,
nice.
Do you guys do any bottled product or canned product? Yeah.
We just released, so we're just starting to do our bombers, but actually our next stage is we're doing, we got a whole canning line. So Wild Goose from Colorado are coming in at the end of the month to set it all up for us.
Nice.
So it's all in-house already. We've got all the logistics kind of starting to get it figured out. So we'll be in cans starting May. So
nice.
We'll all canned products.
We'll see more down here.
Oh, yeah.
Around.
Yeah.
How far are you going to be distributing then?
Well, we're still kind of in we want to get it all set up, do everything, get everything all dialed in. And once we feel comfortable, then we'll just release it and go with it. Yeah, so we're set up for it. A lot of people don't know, actually, the upstairs, this is just kind of the start of it. This pipe right here, actually, goes downstairs into 10,000 square feet downstairs. And we have a huge open parkade where we're going to start doing all of more of a conditioning. We already have conditioning tanks and everything down there and serving tanks. But that's where our whole packaging line and everything is. And that's kind of where we're going to build on.
I'll have to, next time I come by, I'll have to come by and actually...
Snow, and we'll show you around.
So I let the people at the bar know, but... I don't want to be like, hey, give me the full tour.
Yeah.
You don't know who I am, but...
Man, just let us know, and Pearl and I will take you guys around.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a little easier for you to come up, because you're from the Okanagan.
We hardly ever go to the North Okanagan, even though we're only like an hour away. We did
try
the breweries before, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
I tried that, what was it again?
Postface.
Yeah, you guys can.
Postface barrel-aged stout.
Cedar Creek did their first wine in there.
Okay.
And then they went to Quail's Gate.
Quail's Gate, okay, yeah.
Quail's Gate was the first. And then number two was... they did a sherry.
Yes.
So they did a sherry in it, and that was with Okanagan Spirits.
Okay.
And then also the third one was Land of Entry, which was the what Okanagan Spirits just won their gold in the world for.
Nice.
That was conditioned in this barrel. We got the barrels from them, and then we put our porter inside that.
That's awesome, and because then, most barrel-aged beers, other than sour beers and white wine barrels, are coming from Kentucky.
That's right.
Or something like that, right?
So we got it
fresh.
This
is an Okanagan barrel being used for Okanagan beer.
Yeah, and so it's kind of has a little bit of sherry in it, has a little bit of that whiskey, and then we let it sit all winter, and that's kind of what we ended up with. So
yeah, this is great.
And we have it on nitro in house as well. Yeah, we need some of the garb.
Yes, you're the very last ones. We've been looking for you for hours.
Yeah,
okay, so how many
so much
of you
freaking
are
flavor in this.
Not awesome?
Pouring?
Yeah, you need to try this.
I tried to sip this.
Okay, yeah.
That was wow. Yeah, you know, we were testing it as we went through it, and it was actually in the beginning, it was a lot more on the whiskey notes, and then it started really, really mellow out.
Yeah.
So we've been talking to them about, like, you know,
how, we need to talk to all
end
of
up
you
at,
about
but
how
we just kind of felt like now is it just really conditioned out and smooth now, so we're like that's six. Well, it's in the barrel for about 4 months, and we're doing some bottle conditioning on the bottles because we have the bombers, so we're bottle conditioning those out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So we got this on nitro right now in house, and it's just beautiful nitro.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh, it's just unreal. Yeah.
All this flavor, but that total creaminess,
exactly.
Right? That was amazing.
Yeah, see, there you go. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, you go up there, just grab me a bottle and I'll trade it for you.
We'll let you guys know when it comes out. We'll save you a bottle when you guys come through.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so definitely.
You can always get more.
Cheers. Oh, really?
Actually, he's got a thing. He's always like, it tastes like raisins.
Yeah,
I don't like that raisin.
Keep them on. Yeah,
it's true. It's so smooth. And I know what you're talking about. I've gone through a handful, and a lot of them, too, that I found were, I always thought, overpowering of something, and we wanted something really mellow, right? And I think because it's gone through different varieties, I think it's really mellowed it out, too, because you got some sherry notes in there, and you got kind of like a little bit of whiskey, you got that. So it's kind of different.
Yeah. You guys have anything at the
In-house, but we won't have enough to go around to like everybody kind of because it'll be gone soon enough. Right? We'll sell out before, you know what I mean? This is one of those ones.
Yes, I do know what you mean. this is great.
Oh, I want to get a bottle of that. That's nice.
Yes.
cheers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where can people find you online?
Online.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter. We're all at Mark Lutton.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks for coming by.
Our pleasure.
At the Okanagan Festival, they hold a competition for the best beers to style and then the best of show. Chelsea and I are both on this panel yearly. This next portion of audio is actually the announcements for the best beers. I hope you enjoy this. I thought it was worth sharing.
So, I'm going to introduce them to you. I'm going to start with our head judge. Elected head judge.
Self-elected!
Writer of Craft Beer Revolution. I'll move over here a little bit. And then we have Mike Garrison. Rebecca Wyman. Dan Zeschke, Jason Van Razzle, Justin McDowell,
Wayne
Dooney,
Rob Mandelkorf,
and Jeremy Munition.
We
had a great time judging these beers today. There were 9 of us locked in a dark room. They wouldn't let us out until we made a decision. It almost came to fisticuffs in the end. But, you know, I would have won anyway. All. So. All right, so can we have an order? All right, so the first category is the Golden Lager Pilsner category. And the winner is Bubbles and Warlock, Pixel Pils. Next category is Best Pale Ale. In the Pale Ale category, the winner is Parkside, Dusk Pale Ale. All right, moving on to the Wheat Ale category, the Wheat Ale. We have the winner is Steamworks, Summer Ale Whitbeer. Steamworks. All right, the next category is the Best Saison. The winner is Britannia Brewing, Sirens Chai Saison, Britannia. All right, the next category is the Amber Dark category, Amber or Dark Ale category, and that one goes to Mount Bigby Brewing, Brave Liver Scotch Ale. All right, the next category is the Best IPA, Hard Fought category for sure. And this one goes to Twin Sails, Street Legal IPA. Now we also had a specialty IPA category. And that one goes to Yellow Dog, High Five Hazy IPA. Okay, the next one is the Dark Lager category. And the winner in the Dark Lager category is Steel Note Dark Lager, Steel Note Brewing. For all the brewers who are winning awards, just stick around because we have the best in show at the end still. Okay, in the Stout or Porter category, the winner is Raven's Dry Irish Stout. Raven's Brewing. All right, in the Best Sour Beer category, the award goes to Four Winds Nectarus. Four Winds. Okay. We have the fruit beer category, and the winner is Bomber Brewing, Park Life Passion Fruit Ale. All right, and now we have the best cider category. And the winner is Twisted Hills, Pilgrim State. Twisted Hills. Okay, and now I'm going to announce the best in show, which is chosen from all of the category winners. It was a hard-fought battle. I took us a long time to decide. The best in show goes to Yellow Dog, High Five, Hazy IPA. We also have the People's Choice Award, so these are the ones that you guys all voted for, so thank you for doing that. First one is the best beer, People's Choice, goes to Red Arrow, Old Style Lager. And the People's Choice for Best Cider goes to the BC Tree Fruits Company, the Peach and Pear Cider. And the final one, the best food category, according to the people, goes to Brodo. All right, congratulations to all the winners, and thanks to all the judges. Thanks to the Okanagan Festival Ale.
Yellow Dog Brewing. What beers do you bring to the festival?
So, we brought our Domesticated Sour IPA, our Pack Leader Pilsner, and our High Five Hazy IPA.
So, let's talk about the Hazy IPA. You just won the Best of Show.
Yeah, it was. It's good. I mean, it's a New England style IPA. We use London Tree yeast, so it gives it that nice fruity character. You get that super hazy kind of look to it. Lots of big, juicy hop flavors. We're using Amarillo Galaxy and Citra hops, so you get that big tropical fruity flavors like stone fruit, peaches, guava,
yeah,
all those.
Big fan of that beer and the style in general.
It's been a cool style to kind of see emerge in BC the past couple years, like the past
year
really.
Last year,
But yeah, I mean, you get this big juicy flavor, minimal bitterness for an IPA, which is a little odd, but you also get usually pretty heavy hitting beers, like that's a 7%er, and
sure as hell doesn't taste like it. Yeah, just juicy as hell.
Yeah,
we were. There was a big debate on which beer should be the best to show.
I bet. There's a lot of good beers here today. So.
And we came out the right side.
Oh, it worked in our favor. It's great. We're really happy with that.
Awesome. What about your Sour Wild, the Domesticat?
Domesticated Sour Wild IPA.
Hiding it. Domesticated. Ah, yes. There we go. Can I get a sample of that?
Absolutely.
And what's going on with that one?
So that is our... another sour IPA, kettle soured and then fermented with Tannomyces. So you get all those nice big hop flavors, minimal bitterness again, but just a nice tartness going on there.
That's right.
Yeah, you get that kind of grapefruit, citrus notes, a little bit of that nice kind of sour citrus.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really fruity.
Yeah.
But there is a really nice tart flavor to
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And as much as there's been a lot of like wild IPAs and stuff, I haven't had too many. This is awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Mike.
My pleasure. Cheers.
Cheers.
Where can you find this stuff?
Tasting room.
Tasting room only?
Yeah, tasting room only, and at the pop-up shop today at the store. So.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
People listen to this, can only buy it at the tasting room.
Only the tasting room, yeah.
Perfect. Cheers. Thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed this audio from the Okanagan Festival, and we hope that we've inspired you to make your way there to the festival next year. It's not only a good beer festival, but it's also a charity event, and it always feels better drinking beer and helping other people. Cheers till next time. To follow the podcast, search for us on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and or YouTube. If you've enjoyed us, we'd also appreciate you leaving a review or a comment. Thanks.
Yeah, this is our first time.
So what do you think so far?
It's actually a pretty amazing event. There's quite a few vendors here. Lots of drink, lots of selection.
Yeah, style selection is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of unexpected casks here that are not even on the Untappd app, which is pretty good.
Unless you want to check into Untappd.
Yeah.
Are you having fun so far, though?
Oh, lot of fun.
Well worth the drive up?
For sure. Hopefully that drive back is pretty good. Depends on the coke.
Yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed.
Yes, there you go.
Cheers.